Today is Thursday, December 19th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Hard Candy Day. I imagine Big Fatty with hard candy and little dishes all over his house, because that's what the elders like to do, is put hard candies. I know I talk about this every year, but do you guys remember? I talk about this every year, but and I never buy them. But there were these gold candies that my grandma always had at her house when I was growing up. And I can't, I found them at one point and now I'm Googling and I can't find it, but they were gold. They were kind of peanut butter flavored. They were really shiny, like really, really shiny, like they had put metallic paint on them or something. But I'm not finding shiny gold peanut butter, maybe peanut butter candy. Let's look. Oh, found it. Golden Crunchies is what they're called on, but they're called different things. On Amazon, they're called Golden Crunchies, but there's many different names here. Plantation Peanut Butter Gold Camp. The Peanut Shop Peanut Crunch. I need to buy some of these because I haven't had them in so long, but I used to love these. I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy. The problem is I shouldn't have candy. Nope, that is not. That is peanuts. But again, I found them. Amazon calls them Gold Crunchies. Gold Crunchies. Now it's giving me scrunchies. I Googled it and it came up shiny gold. I'm just going to, here we go. I clicked the link. Yeah, there it is. Golden Crunchies Molasses Peanut Butter Candy 2 pounds by Beulah's Candyland. Looks exactly like, these are kind of, the picture is not very, they're kind of all crunched up and weird in the picture. They do taste similar to these peanut butter bars that are really old. Anyway, regardless, that is what I think of when I think of hard candy, because that's really the only one I liked. I'm not a big candy person. But there you go. I am going to, oh, I don't know, the calories. I will eat them if I have them here. I wonder if there are any reviews for this, because it looks suspect. Yeah, even the images that people are sending, they arrive all crunched up. They taste good. Tastes like it did when I was a child. This product was trash. It was thrown together in a plastic bag that had broken pieces and candy dust in the bottom. I don't know. Maybe I could find another brand that has better, doesn't send them all broken up. I don't know. Regardless, my grandma always had these, but it looks like they're not as, now this one, oh, I could do this one. The Plantation Candy 1 pound gift bags, peanut butter puffs. And they look much better on this one. So I could do this one. They do have Golden Crunchies here as well. I wonder what the difference is between peanut butter puffs and Golden Crunchies. So, yes, that is the hard candy that I like. I'm not a big candy person, but you guys should look for those. My grandmother always had them. Finally, I don't think I finished. It's National Regifting Day and National Oatmeal Muffin Day. I'm out of music. I spent a really long time on that. So I'm going to cut this one a little bit short today, but we do have some contacts. So let's go ahead and read that. We have text messages. Gary in Portland says, you can read this on your little show. Well, of course I can, Gary. I read everything that you text on the little show. But I wanted to tell you that Tim Selig, who was the director, I love Tim Selig. Love him, love him. Who was the director of the Turtle Creek Corral when I was a member, yes, that is correct, has retired and moved to Portland. They are starting a senior adult LGBTQ choir called Sage Singers. Of course he's starting a new choir. Can't stay retired. I knew he had retired because I Googled him maybe 6 months ago. They are practicing in my Baptist church where I go to church. They have named Tim as the director. I'm going to try to volunteer. Do you think they will let me sing Happy Birthday? Sure, Gary. Why not? I mean, Tim will make you audition for any solos, but, you know, you've heard the Turtle Creek Corral, so I think you could answer that question. But, yeah, maybe so. Tony in Illinois says, one of these days I'm going to die driving home listening to your podcast. You just said that you prayed for 15 years and you still want to suck dick. I totally laughed out loud and almost peed myself. And then Tony liked his own message. And I got another message saying that he liked his message, which was weird. Tony, are you liking your own messages? So I have to, yesterday I went long, so this one, well, this one's going to be around the average length. It's not shorter than normal, but I have done most of my Christmas shopping, and as I told you guys, I kind of rushed at the end. I said, Mom, here's what we're doing. I made assignments for the Christmas lunch because I am sick of not having a plan. It's just, we will go, we'll be the day before something, and Mom will be like, oh, could you make a salad? Or just, could we make a plan? Honestly, it may be because I have an Asian partner now, but I really would like a plan for things. It really drives me nuts. We just never make plans. So I did that. They agreed, so I'm assuming that is what we're going to do. Mom called me last night and said, could you purchase gift cards for me on Amazon because we don't have Prime? Because she's sending gift cards to everyone and she can't be bothered to do. Well, what she says is, and I don't know if this is true because I have Prime. I've had Prime for as long as they've had Prime. She says they have to pay for the gift cards on top of whatever the cost is for the, like if you want a $50 gift card. She says that Amazon also charges for the card if you're not a Prime member, and I don't know. So someone who is, there's probably a way I could investigate that, such as logging out of Amazon, but I'm logged into Amazon everywhere. I'm not, I can't be bothered. But anyway, she says they have to pay. So she always says, hey, since you have Prime, can you do this for us? She did give me her credit card number that I stored in my Amazon, so at least, because I'm purchasing, I don't know, $1,200 worth of gift cards for her. And they always owe me money because I'm always buying stuff on their behalf. And then we all forget. I need to keep a ledger somewhere. It's not a big deal, but it's just when they say, hey, would you buy whatever for me and then I'll pay you back? I don't keep up with that stuff. And then later they're like, do we owe you money? I'm like, yeah, probably. So at least this one, she gave me her credit card and number and I put it in. And so I'm able to order them. I did one group, one family, four gift cards this morning. I have two other families with around four gift cards for each family that I need to do now. I started to do the other one this morning and then Amazon wanted me to verify the credit card number. And I saved it in Amazon. I didn't write it down anywhere else. So then I had to text my mom and say, hey, can you text me your credit card number? Because even though I saved it in Amazon, it's making me type in the whole credit card number and I don't have it. That's a good security feature. But when your mom wants you to purchase something for her on her behalf and you don't have her credit card, it's not quite as convenient. So I'm doing that. I have an orchestra rehearsal tonight, and this will be our last Christmas show. And We have four performances on Sunday, so we have rehearsal tonight, and tonight is, I'm not looking forward to the rehearsal, but one of the songs, we are performing Hallelujah Chorus on Sunday, and I always play my piccolo trumpet on that piece, and that's my favorite. And so I'm glad we're doing it. I am tired and not looking forward to rehearsing until 9:30 tonight. But because I don't really enjoy rehearsals, I enjoy performances, but not rehearsals. Performances, you have an audience and people are clapping and giving you approval and praise. In rehearsal, you're just sitting there in an empty room rehearsing with the other musicians. And most times the orchestra has it down and they're just repeating things for the dancers and the actors and the singers and everything. And the orchestra's like, oh my God, we've already got this. Can we go home already? So we'll see how that goes. All right, well, I will end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.